So in order to know what clarity is, we just stop for a moment. We stop our thoughts for just a split second. Just right now we can try it out. And then we see we can stop it for a second, then the next thought comes in. But what we saw in that split second, we saw that there's something that still remains, an alertness, something that is always there, present in everything, in no thought. And then also when our thoughts come back in, we see that clarity is always at the basis. And that's what we do when we introduce ourselves to clarity. But then we don't need to try to have a state without no thought. That's completely fine. We can have all kinds of thoughts appearing in our mind stream. We don't need to get rid of any thought or emotion. We just see that the basis of all our thoughts and emotions, all our points of view, that's what we call points of view. Everything that we can perceive, we simply label as a point of view. So we see that at the basis is clarity in all of our points of view. Clarity never goes anywhere. It's inseparable from all that is appearing. So all our thoughts, all our sensations, everything that we can perceive is inseparable from clarity. Like the color blue is inseparable from the sky. The same thing is with our clarity and all our thoughts and emotions and sensations. So all points of view are inclusive in clarity. All points of view are the range of clarity, this wide open space of clarity, where the wide open view where all points of view appear. So all points of view are included in clarity, and that's what we come to see more and more, that there's no point of view out of clarity. And when we completely relax, we see that we don't need to get rid of any point of view, as every point of view is clarity. But what we see is that we become very natural in that, also that we see that which points of view are very beneficial. And that's what we can ask ourselves always in conversation with other people, in making decision, what is of most benefit to ourselves and others. So that can be our main guidelines. That is what the guidelines is of clarity, to completely see what is of benefit to that situation. And then we see that all our points of view are perfectly fine as they are. So we can be completely talking to people in a very natural way. We don't even need to think about so much about how we now need to talk with people. It will come very natural. It's a very natural relating where we see, of course, we are talking about points of view as everything is point of view. So point of view is nothing bad or something that is we shouldn't have or anything. Points of view are this magical display of clarity. So we can completely relax. What we see when we completely relax with all our points of view, that no point of view need to be an information of how we feel, or how we need to respond to a situation. It doesn't inform our actions in any way. So when we see that, when we can completely relax with all that is going on, we see that clarity will inform all our actions. This wide open knowing that doesn't limit ourselves to a point of view. No thought or emotion can limit us. And that's what we see when we completely relax with all our thoughts and emotions, that there's nothing that can limit us in any way. So all points of view are completely perfect as they are, can be completely arising there, no matter what they are. If we feel that we are now contrived, that's also just another point of view arising in clarity, and we just cut through that. We don't need to label that. We don't need to put any label on how we feel or how we perceive ourselves. It's just limiting ourselves again. The next moment we maybe feel completely natural, not contrived anymore. So it's always changing, and the less we put emphasis on that and label it and give it importance or give it a meaning in and of themselves, then we see that nothing has an effect on us in that way. We don't need to describe ourselves in any way. We don't need to put any label on ourselves. And that's amazing, because then we just can completely relax with no describing anything in that way that is going on, and then also not limiting ourselves in that way. So we don't have to have labels on how we perceive ourselves. And I mean, I did that so much. I had so much labels about myself, like I perceive myself to be this kind of person that is, I don't know, in some situation completely shy, in some situations more extroverted, in some situations I felt happy, and in some situations I felt sad. And I always try to make so much sense out of that, trying to get an identity in place that would describe who I am. And it was so confusing because it was always changing up and down, back and forth, and I couldn't make sense out of it, trying to understand the whole time the thoughts I had about myself, about how I perceived myself. And that's just so much madness going on, and I have so much effort trying to have everything in place, having just good emotions and good thoughts about myself, just to completely drop that and to see that all thoughts about yourself is completely fine. They don't mean anything. So no thought that you have of yourself doesn't mean that that's who you are. Doesn't mean that that's need to be your identity. And then we see, wow, we don't need to take ourselves to be all that points of view. That's so relieving. We are not all these points of view. We are that clarity that is at the basis of all points of view, inclusive of all these points of view, but not limited to those points of view. And that's amazing, because when we see that in ourselves, that we don't need to take ourselves for all these kinds of points of view, then we see that also in others. We completely see that all other people aren't their points of view as well. And that completely opens up to complete compassion to everyone and everything, because we don't put other people into boxes, into labeling how they are. So every moment is fresh and new with people. It's amazing. You can be completely open in each and every moment, no matter what happened in the past, no matter what will you project in the future, open and fresh each and every moment. And that's amazing. That's what everybody wants to be, to completely open and loving and caring to each other. And that's what we see more and more when we take these short moments. We come into tap into our ability to be it. To be like that, because it's our true nature. That is completely what is our true nature, to be wide open and compassionate in each and every moment. And that's what we tap into simply by taking these short moments repeated many times, again and again, into our true nature, seeing that nothing needs to change about ourselves. No thought about ourselves needs to change. No emotion needs to change. We can just completely relax. See that we can be completely at ease in the face of every moment, each and every moment of our life. We can be completely at ease, completely natural, and it's nothing special. That's the amazing thing also, because it's accessible to each and every one of us. It's nothing special just for one person or for a few set of person or people. It's just open to everyone, because everybody has that ability to completely relax, to tap into their powers of being of complete benefit to ourselves and others. And it's so ordinary in that way also, because it's nothing special. We don't need to try to get into a special state of just having positive thoughts or feeling just positive emotions. It's completely ordinary in that way, that it's inclusive of everything. It's nothing special we need to try to attain. It's so ordinary. It's in each and every moment, in each and every point of view is clarity. And that's how it's so natural to us. In each and every moment, in each and every moment of our life, we can tap into our greatest power in this to be of complete ease and benefit. And that's just the beauty of just relying again and again on short moments, and to make this 100% commitment to ourselves, each and every moment, to our well-being. That's the commitment we are making. We are making a commitment to our well-being in each and every moment, to feel good with ourselves, no matter what arises in our life, to feel good. That's what we commit to. And we really can try that out. Give yourself a day or two to just try it out, to completely commit, like Candice said in the video. That's so amazing. Just to take really one day where we say, okay, we commit 100% to clarity above all else. I make it my priority. And then see in the evening how that went, and see, okay, I probably want to do that the next day as well, because we can feel the ease so right directly, and we can see the benefit immediately when we take these short moments. It's so accessible for each and one of us.